CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. Former San Francisco slugger Barry Bonds has just been sentenced for obstruction of justice. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman in San Francisco.
And Gary, there will be no jail time for Barry Bonds. Baseball's all-time home run king was sentenced to 30 days of home confinement, placed on 2 years probation in order to pay fines of just over $4,000. Federal prosecutors who wanted Bonds to serve 15 months in prison called the sentence a slap on the wrist, almost laughable. Bonds was given a chance to address the court. He chose not to. The sentence itself will be stayed as Bonds appeals his conviction. Live at the federal courthouse in San Francisco, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Congress is a step closer to approving a bill to keep the government in operation through September 2012. We're live with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
The House passed a $1 trillion measure to fund government agencies just hours before a shutdown loomed. The Senate goes next. But there's no agreement yet on extending the expiring payroll tax cut for all working Americans or unemployment benefits for those without a job. Negotiations are underway in the Senate. Meantime, Republican leader Eric Cantor sent House members home.
As all of my colleagues are painfully aware, the Senate has the ability to move both as quickly and as slowly as it wants.
He says if there's a deal, the House will come back. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Mike McQuarrie leaves court in Harrisburg. After testifying, he believes he saw former assistant Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky mistreating a boy on campus, telling the judge that he fully conveyed what he saw to two university administrators. CBS's Pat Milton reports that McQuarrie told then-coach Joe Paterno what he saw.
McQuarrie described Paterno's reaction as shock, saddened. He said he slumped down in his chair after hearing the information, and he said he was sorry that McQuarrie had to see what he saw. He told McQuarrie that he needed to go tell some people what happened. He then said to McQuarrie, "You did the absolute right thing. I know it was difficult for you to come here and tell me this."
This is the first time McQuarrie has told his story in public. A federal civil rights investigation into the Seattle Police Department reveals routine and widespread use of excessive force. U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin.
There are significant deficiencies in oversight, policies, and training on how to use force, when to use force, and particularly how and when to use impact weapons.
The investigation was started last spring after the shooting of a homeless Native American man, plus other incidents of force used against minority suspects. Investors today are turning up their noses at Zynga, the developer of social network games, including Farmville, in its first day of public sale. Zynga shares right now are down about 7.5%. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's up about 2 points, the Nasdaq ahead 14, the S&P up 3, oil just above $93 a barrel. This is CBS News.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Friday through Sunday. That's because this Friday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Some movie history is being auctioned today in Los Angeles.
There is no place like home. There's no place like home.
A pair of the ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz is expected to fetch more than $2 million.
I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion.
And one of the two cowardly lion costumes from the film is up for sale. It's made of real lion skin. And a lot of Marilyn Monroe stuff, too.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Including the invitation to that 1962 birthday party at Madison Square Garden for JFK. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Surprise for astronomers, a small comet apparently survived an unusually close brush with the sun last night, withstanding temperatures of several million degrees. Astronomers watching with NASA telescopes were stunned when a bright spot emerged on the sun's other side. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the five-yard line. Rusty Hanlon of Indianapolis, Indiana, you gotta hustle because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the two-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? Oh, this isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson embrace their wild side.
If you stick with me, I will give this everything.
Well, it's good enough for me.
I'm Nancy O'Dell on the next Entertainment Tonight and E.T. Weekend special event. Cameron Crowe's We Bought a Zoo.
There's two zebras. There's a lion. There's 47 animal species.
200 animals that changed their lives forever.
I think you're incredibly pretty.
We Bought a Zoo and E.T. Weekend special event tomorrow.
Talking about people, I hear them whisper. You won't believe it, let's give them something to talk about.
There's two things that broadcasters fear, laryngitis and diarrhea. And Karen Vealy has laryngitis and won't be in, but maybe on the phone today.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Okay, so Karen's gone, maybe buzzing. But anyway, big story coming up from Calcoast News. Now we got a story that we're going to break for you, and that'll be hitting Calcoast News in the next half hour or so, and as soon as I get it and you get it, we'll share it together. Other things, another big story in the news, another big, huge thing going on in the news, and this is the Chicago Bears wide receiver Sam Hurd. This guy may be a monstrous, like, large Chicago drug pen. I mean, not like sort of some little guy buying stuff. I'm talking about a drug pen. This is, like, too weird. Sam Hurd.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most spacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed. Which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter Internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Restrictions of things may happen. Blah, 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 at the end. There must be some way that we could just say, see the person for details. But anyway, here's what we got going on today as far as our who's is what's on this day in history, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history on December 16th in 1773, the Boston Tea Party took place as American colonists boarded a British ship and dumped more than 300 chests of tea into Boston Harbor to protest tea taxes. And there was a cartoon in the paper the other day that said it was Mrs. Starbucks' idea. In 1653, Oliver Cromwell became the Lord Protector of England, Scotland, and Ireland. 1809, the French Senate granted divorce decree to Emperor Napoleon I and Empress Josephine. 1907, U.S. 16 U.S. naval battleships, which came to be known as the Great White Fleet, set sail for a 14-month round-the-world voyage demonstrate American sea power. 1944, the World War II Battle of the Bulge began as German forces launched a surprise attack against Allied forces in Belgium. 1971, Bangladesh won its nine-month war of liberation against Pakistani forces. And are they better off for it today? 1976, the government halted the swine flu vaccination program following reports of paralysis apparently linked to the vaccine. Birthdays today, TV producer Stephen Bochco is 68, pop singer Benny Andersson from ABBA is 65, rock singer musician Billy Gibbons is ZZ Top is 62, actor Sam Robards is 50, and actor Benjamin Bratt is 48 today. We'll say happy birthday to them, and certainly a happy birthday to you for cheers on this Friday.
Happy birthday to you.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
That's exactly right. Let's do this so we get things done here and we get things in order. Surf and Turf, this is a really good deal. I got to tell you something, because a lot of times when they sell lobster tails at Spencer's Fresh Markets and other places, it's per each. Now, this is $5.99 a pound. They have lobster tails for $5.99 a pound. Now, that's pretty special because I think you get a couple of those rascals for $5.99 a pound. And you got some lobster going on there, so how can you beat that? All right, and then all the other great Christmas stuff. There's so many wonderful things, including their all-natural special hand-rubbed standing rib roast, which is a special holiday dinner. Beef that's all-natural and guaranteed tender, and they'll rub it for you and caress it and talk to it and sing to it. And then they'll retie it up there and the seasonings are in there. And then they'll give you a little sheet to tell you how to bake it and everything, and everything will be perfect. It'll just be absolutely perfect. It'll be mouth-watering, delicious, perfect Christmas dinner. Or you get yourself a Mary's Fresh Range, Fresh Matrimonaries Fresh Turkey, and it's got a turkey connected to it, and it's fresh and free-range and natural. And then they have that. And they have boneless pork loin roast for $2.79 a pound, and the turkey bird is $2.19 a pound. And then here's your wonderful Gusto honey slaved spiral sliced ham for just $2.39 a pound. Everything you need, 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, 99 cents right there. And then they have, because we have a whole week, you know, before Christmas and everything. So you're saying to yourself, well, we're going to have some parties, we're going to have some get-togethers, we're going to have some things going on. And it's a party time. And so right here, you have Harris Ranch Choice Baja Filets. If you have never prepared those for your friends and neighbors, then you should do that, because they'll really like it. You got all the great produce and everything. They got a three-day-only sale for Friday, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Two-pound bag, that's what it is, Bill, of Chris Fuji apples for $1. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $1.59 a pound. Springfield home-style biscuits, 3 for $1. And you get the big old biscuits there, the buttermilk and everything, and have biscuits. Country Fair bread and butter pickles are just $4.99 a pound. Don't forget they also have all their IGA products and stuff because they're an independent grocery association store. And so they have lots of generic stuff that there's no reason. There's so many things you can think of. Corn. If you get canned corn, generic's fine. Kidney beans, generic's fine. Of course, you have to realize, of course, that a lot of the things people put the things in the cans and the same people put the other stuff in the other cans and put a different label on. But, yeah, you understand that, I think. Okay. So, relish, you know, you can't tell there's mustard, catsup. Some people have a favorite catsup, nothing. Okay, so there's all those great things that you get right there at Spencer's, plus the deli department, and don't forget to stop by for lunch. They got hot foods for when you get off of work and you want to say, I don't really feel like it tonight. And well, they got stuff already cooked up for you. Just pick it up. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, or Grand Center. And they got the deli trays, they got everything. I don't have time to tell you all. They got slow roasted coffee at a good price and everything. So it's they got the whole. I could go on, but I shan't any longer. I shan't. Well, let's do this story first. This is this big story that's going on with the Chicago Bears. Sam Hurd, the wide receiver, is set to appear in court to request bail today, 2 days after a federal agent said he picked up a kilo of cocaine at a steakhouse, according to CNN affiliates. You know, it's interesting. Whenever we talk about drugs, you know, we talk about pounds of marijuana, but as soon as it's cocaine, and I don't know why this is, then we get into the metric system. And for those of us that are not metric-y, I have no idea what that is, but I think it's a big chunk. And then isn't it quite a large amount? Okay. Hurd's arrest stunned players and reporters who know him, and it seemed that they're not as much in disbelief over the arrest of a professional athlete on drug charges as they are over how the criminal complaint makes the seemingly sweet fellow out to be a freeway Ricky Ross of the Chi-Town. According to the complaint, Hurd, 26, whose base salary was $685,000 this year, met with confidential informants and federal agents at Morton's, the steakhouse in Rosemont, Illinois, on Wednesday. Can I just say this? Have you ever been to Morton's Steakhouse? Well, they picked a very, very nice place to eat. Anyway, save your money and someday go to Morton's. Okay, let me go on. Okay, so here's what happened there. And the complaint says he told the pair that he and another person were running 4 kilograms of cocaine in the Chicago area each week. But his supplier couldn't keep up. He then allegedly worked out a deal to receive 5 to 10 kilograms of coke at $25,000 a piece, half a ton of marijuana at $450 a pound per week. For the math challenge, that's what I need. I'm math challenge, you weenie. You have to say it that way. That's a minimum of $575,000 worth of drugs every week.
To the math challenge, yee.
All right, $575,000 worth of drugs every week. It's a little more lucrative than football in his case, you know what I'm saying? After the negotiations, the undercover Homeland Security agent gave Hurd a kilogram of cocaine, according to the complaint, and Hurd told the agent that he gets out of practice at approximately 5:30 p.m., after which he would make arrangements to pay for the kilogram of cocaine. The married father of one and an ex-Dallas Cowboys then got in his car with the drugs and was promptly arrested, and that's the end of that story for now. So, of course, he's going to have the lawyers. He's already lawyered up, you know, and they go, there's a misunderstanding here. Yes, there is. Okay, so with that in mind, let's go back to calcoastnews.com and see about other perps in the news. And so here you have, and we're waiting for the big story to break, and this is going to entail a city worker who actually dumped 50 to 60 gallons of toxic waste in some wetlands, and it went unreported. All right, so that's the story that's going to break. We'll get the details as they come. So then you have this guy here, and I this reminds me of the story that I've shared once before, and I'll share it again. Because it's you know, life imitates life, and it's very strange sometimes. A Los Osos man, from CalcosNews.com, Los Osos man retaliated against the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court judge he felt had wronged him by breaking into her home and burglarizing it, then leaving a note that led right to him, according to authorities. Gary Allen Lyons pleaded no contest Thursday in San Luis Obispo Superior Court to charges to remove valuables from the home of Judge Dodie Harmon. Lyons entered his plea in front of visiting Judge Michael Barton. Other local judges had recused themselves from hearing the case to avoid conflict. 31-year-old Los Osos man was charged with 4 felonies, including burglary and grand theft, and when arrested, he was allegedly in possession of methamphetamine. He'll be sentenced February 21st. Lyons took weapons and jewelry. He left his DNA on a note, which read in part, "I'm sorry it came, spelling incorrect, to this. But I told you I won another chance, but you expletive me anyway. Good luck finding me." He was a neighbor of Harmon's at the time of the break-in of a subsequent move. Cops nailed him less than a month later when he tried to sell one of the handguns to an undercover officer. So not Gary's there. He's mad, and now he's mad, not too bright, and mad. So he's mad, and not too bright. This reminds me of the time, but really, I've told this story a long time. I was in a really bad motorcycle accident, and so there was nothing I could hardly move, and you know, so, and it was the summertime, and I needed to make money, you know, I was trying to make money to go to college, and so this is after I got out of the service, and so anyway, but here's the thing, so I don't know how my name came up through the grapevine, and God knows how these things happen. But anyway, so somebody contacted me and said there's this judge in Pasadena, Superior Court judge, lives above the Rose Bowl in some yippy-skippy house, and he's going to go to Europe for the summer, and he needs somebody to water his plants. And are you physically able to turn a valve and water plants? I said, oh, sure, I think I could do that. Not knowing that there was 175 valves per day involved in this job. Anyway, so they didn't have timers back then. So very nice house. It was huge and had a swimming pool and a whole shebang. But here's the deal. I sort of hid in one end of it, and then you'd hear coyotes and funny noises at night, you know. I thought to myself, what if some lunatic gets out of prison and they come after this judge? So I put a sign on the mailbox that said, he's not here. Somebody else is taking care of the house. You know, just to hope that that would, you know, keep them from coming back there and massacring for something I was innocent of. Okay, that's it. Yeah, you got to do the best you can. Life goes on. 22 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock noon is our time, and your Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. And as we progress here, we will definitely keep you up to date on what's going on with CalCoastNews.com. Okay, let me do this, though. Let's do the other CalCoastNews.com, because I have a feeling. I have a feeling in my bones. I have a feeling in my bones. We're just moments away from the big event. And then Karen may call, but she talked to me a little bit earlier, and you can't understand. You know, she can't talk at all. She's really got laryngitis bad. Okay, so here's the deal. Other things that are in the news. This is I've let my feelings be known about this, but that's okay. I'm up against the Audubon Society and everybody else, and of course the commission and you name it. Everybody hates me for being for the Cambria desal plant, but I'm for it. So now. Current plans for the desal plant to save the Cambria area were waylaid Thursday by California Coastal Commission when the panel decided, you know what, we get to do whatever we want. And we've decided that the Santa Rosa Creek is off limits for intake and outfall facilities. Specifically, the commission agreed unanimously that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plan testing of soil and waste, and water at the creek mouth would be inconsistent with state coastal regulations. Proposed desal plant would be located inland, requiring the use of pipelines and pump facilities to deliver seawater and effluent to and from the plant. Here's what so bothers me about this. Cambria desperately needs water. They really do. And desal is the way to go. It really is. And so far we haven't, for the number of desal plants that exist in the world, shown that they're of a particular concern to anybody as far as the environment, except, so you have your usual thing about outtake, and then the water changes and all that kind of stuff. So here's what they thought of doing, and I thought it was brilliant, to tell you the truth. They said, okay, well, let's go to Santa Rosa Creek and see if we can suck the salt water that's, you know, coming in through the sand and then do it that way, you know, and that way we'd have a filter on, you know, going and coming. And I thought, well, that's brilliant right there. I'm the only one that thought that, me and the guy who thought of that. Everybody else going, no, you can't have any desal in Cambria. It would be better if all of you just disappeared, if you dried up, withered away, and went away, than to have a desal plant in Cambria. You know, it's always amazing to me, when you live in a house someplace where you have a water supply, and you don't have some of the problems that other people have where they live, and Cambria has been very, very responsible as a community to say, okay, we're going to really limit the growth. But in so doing, you also deprive people of the right to use property they own, so you have to get back to the private property issue. Anyway, maybe I'm the one that doesn't understand what's wrong with diesel. I thought, you know, this is what they do. So here's what they can do. The Army Corps of Engineers can file an appeal and basically say, well, we think the Coast Commission's whacked. Anyway, then a lot of people go, well, yeah, but that doesn't matter. So then what happens after that is they say they probably won't, because it's more trouble than it's worth. And so maybe they can figure out another way to suck salt water out of the ocean without actually using the ocean, using pipage, using a desal plant. Must be a way. I don't know what it is. Anyway, that's what's going on with that. So as time marches on here, let me see what else we got to share with you about CalCoastNews.com before a big story comes up, which she'll post at any moment as I'm talking to you right here. California Valley victim burned, stabbed, and beaten. Do we already sort of know about that? Do we have the details on this? Do we already hear about this guy? Forks, fork and all that kind of stuff? Anyway, he was in a box and covered. You know, we already did that. Okay, so we're not going to worry about that right now. They still haven't decided what it's from, but you can imagine, I mean, how many things could cause someone to be locked up, tortured, and all that out of the California Valley. You know, it's not because of duck hunting, I bet. Yeah, so we'll wait. We'll wait and see if and when Karen get back to us on what's going on. Let me see what else I have happening today. Now this is a weird stunt. If it plays, I don't know. This is a weird story. They had a high school, and they decided to have a high school prank involving kissing. Ended up on YouTube where some people are not laughing. So now here's the deal. So I don't have any more deals details on that in front of me. That's all I have. Because there's the video, but I think, you know, it was made as it was like prank day, you know, come up with some prank, and they came up with this kissing prank, and I have to tell you the truth, I thought it was pretty darn clever, and let's see what they said.
Well, I'm responsible for what happens here, and if for all the people who were offended, they're genuinely offended, and I owe them an apology.
Why people were so put off possibly has a bit to do with context. What some are upset about is what they saw in this 59-second YouTube clip, which, according to Principal Wallersheim, isn't 100% indicative of what happened at the assembly.
What you see on the Internet, sometimes you see just portions of what's really happened, and it can lead you to think a certain way.
But he isn't making that an excuse, he says. His main point is to apologize, plain and simple.
This is supposed to be a fun event, and it should leave everyone feeling pepped. And if it's leaving people not feeling good or embarrassed or hurt, then that's absolutely the opposite of what we're trying to do.
So now here's the problem. Let me tell you exactly what happened here because somehow the details got left out. So here's what happened. What they did is the gag was, and I thought this was really cute, they blindfolded these students, and then someone came up and kissed them. Not, you know, in a strange way, just gave them a little kiss. And so I guess they were supposed to guess who it might be if they had any idea who was kissing them. It was their parents. The parents were kissing their own children. You know, on the forehead, the nose, whatever, the cheek, that kind of thing. They were kissing their own children. And somebody took offense at that? My nephew won't admit that I kiss him, but I do. I kiss him on the cheek. And my little niece, I kiss her on the cheek, too. I think that's totally wrong not to be smooching to the children that you love, or bigger children that you love. Maybe people just have nothing else to get upset about. Nothing. That's what I have to say. You know what I'm saying? It's absurd. So anyway, so the principal's saying, okay, I'll step up to the plate. I don't think there should be a plate to step up to, but that's just me, you know. I'll tell you where we're going to get our music today. Is going to come from the Glee cast. Our Christmas music day is going to come from the Glee cast. And also, I want to mention, if I may, that Dr. Kara Phillips is self-sponsoring Talk of Sheep, Your Friends and Neighbors Network right here. And she owns the Swiss Dental Center. And Swiss Dental Center was like the first, it's the biggest now, a place where you can go get teeth implants for yourself. And she just does all the work, and she does the work on site and everything. She just knows what she's doing. So really, if you have missing teeth that cause you embarrassment because when you smile, you know, you look like you're from Virginia, that's one thing to see. And the other thing that I think is more practical is, and a lot of people lose molars along the way, and then you just have a hard time chewing stuff. And this way you don't have to have bridges and goop and all that kind of stuff in your mouth. And she'll take care of you on that. So I just want to thank her for helping sponsor Talk with Sheep.
Delicious things are happening at the Sea Venture Restaurant in Pismo Beach this winter. Whether you're enjoying small plates and drinks at the bar or having an intimate ocean view dinner, Chef Casey Walcott's fresh take on our classic coastal cuisine will make your taste buds celebrate the experience. And don't forget to make reservations now for Christmas dinner at the Sea Venture, a feast that your family will be talking about for years to come. At the Sea Venture Restaurant, the New Year's Eve celebration has become legendary when we celebrate with a New York New Year's Eve. Come in for the outstanding prefix menu that will be perfect for ringing in the new year, or you can come in for drinks and dancing to the sounds of the Soul Sauce Band from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. The New Year's Eve countdown and champagne toast is at 9 p.m. our time as we ring in with a New York New Year's Eve. If you'd like to spend the night and be at the beach on New Year's Day, ask about the New Year's overnight package. Celebrate the winter season at the Sea Venture Restaurant, 3 blocks south of the pier on the beach in Pismo Beach.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Those of us that are math-deprived, Richard called me from Moro Bay and said, here's the deal, guy. Kilo's 2.2 pounds. So when you're talking drugs and talking all that druggy stuff, 2.2 pounds, which never used it, but that sounds like a lot to me. That like, sounds like more than anybody should have in their possession.
Really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful.
Worry.
What's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the
this
floor
to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Please don't.
But maybe just half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in
no
this
room? No to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are the stars
to break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I'll say no, 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 sir.
If I move in
at
closer,
least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
oh, but it's cold outside. Simply must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has
lucky
been
that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette
never
more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've gotta get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I thrill when you touch my hair.
But don't you see?
How can you do
bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of lifelong
at least
sorrow.
There will be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that holdout.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Right there, the Casting Lee and Baby It's Cold Outside. Christmas time is here. And we're, what, a week away? We've got a couple days. All right. And heavens knows. Now, so here's what started to happen, I noticed today. I would check my inbox in my Gmail account. There would be 100,000 emails. And so that's because you have plenty of time to shop and get it shipped out. Now that you know you're not going to shop and get it shipped out in time, I noticed today it's just tapered off somewhere. Icky. So anyway, I hope this season turns out good for retailers. I think it's a tough year. And I just hope they make a buck or two. All right. Now, there's all kinds of weird stuff today in the news. This is a spooky Friday, and I mean, we had the full moon a few days ago. All right. Here, let's we'll get to this. We'll get to a story about T-bowing high school students suspended for blocking a hallway. Do you understand what T-bowing is now? T-bowing is going down on one knee and putting your elbow on your other knee and putting it on your forehead and praying.
I used to think companies gave you those serious-sounding benefits because either you'd never need them or they weren't worth a whole lot if you did. Then I got sick. Boom. Out of the blue. And for months, I needed those serious-sounding benefits. You know what I found out? They're worth more than you can ever imagine.
Unum, UNUM, is chosen by caring companies to provide benefits. Benefits that keep working even if you can't. Unum, better benefits at work.
Top. All right, so a group of high school students have been suspended for, get this, T-bowing in the hall. Now, administrators at a school in Long Island, New York, suspended four students for one day for leading a group of 40 students in several spontaneous sessions of T-bowing. The teens say they were only doing the prayer pose in between classes out of respect for what Denver quarterback Tim Tebow stands for. Now, administrators say the four students were suspended because they were asked to stop T-bowing in between classes earlier in the week, but they did not.
Right there, you see how the kids get out of control right there, that T-bowing stuff. That T-bowing. Okay, other things are going on. Let's find out what's happening in our world today, even on a closer basis right here. Let's do this story and then do the other thing that I have here that I'll tell you about. Flag quietly furled on the war in Iraq. Violence and uncertainty remain as mission comes to a formal end. I've never seen the term furled used before. I mean that. I know it's unfurled. I've never seen furled. I didn't even really know that was that was the opposite of unfurled. Okay, by the way. Violence continues to roil the Middle East nation, and its political destiny is far from certain. So this story, I believe, and sadly I believe this may be premature, David Hickman was a star football player in Plainsville, North Carolina. He was a quiet man with a larger-than-life presence. He also holds the distinction of being the last soldier to die before the official announcement of the end of the Iraq War. The fact has made him a part of history. Hickman, an Army specialist, was remembered Thursday by friends of the U.S. Marked the official end of the war. Now, this doesn't mean that no more U.S. Service people will die in Iraq. But now, after what do they call after that? Just what do they call that? Something else. I don't know what it is. President Obama commemorated the milestone with an appearance in Fort Bragg, as we know. So we got, so that's what the thing. Hickman's mother, Veronica Hickman, told the Times that she had a message for Obama if he had a chance to meet him. I'd tell him, you shouldn't have broadcast that everybody would be out by the end of the year. It made them targets. You should have slyly got them out. Hearing David's voice on the phone in November brought a thrill. She told the Times he was excited about coming home for Christmas. Next day, November 14th, she got the dread knock on the door. The military had come to inform her. Was killed that morning by a roadside bomb in Baghdad. Okay, other things going on. Other things are happening. Okay, I've told you about this story, and I'm not gonna beat the dead horse here. Okay, I promise, because now somebody might accuse me of actually being a slaughterer for horse meat for sale. I can't tell you, don't be beating dead horses anymore. But here's the thing. You may no longer need to mute those loud commercials. The FCC has ruled that broadcasters have a year to turn down the volume of any noisy advertisements. As I expressed to you, Ben, I even had Major Tom, the engineer, come in here and verify what I was saying. This could be accomplished all over the United States in, let's say you did overnight air from the companies that make a thing called an Optimod. This could actually occur in 3 days. At the longest, it should take a week. If you said by next Friday you have to have your commercials muted, there, as if there's enough equipment in there, I'm pretty sure there is, manufacturing in the country, everybody could have it done. Give another year to drive you crazy for God knows what this is. Okay. A flag was furled. County pension plans gain on track. All public employees have made sacrifices on the way to fiscal solvency, officials say, as the other governments around the state struggle with pensions and their frightening fiscal implications. SLO County leaders and their employees continue their long, steady march toward making employer-employee financial relations as painless as possible. 90% of county employees have now given agreed to the two-tier pension plans. Human Resources Director Tammy Douglas Schatz told the Board of Supervisors this week that all county workers have taken a pay cut in one form or another. So, and we talked about this two-tier thing. I don't see how it's can possibly. I don't see how we can ever get out of where we're at. And I don't just mean us. I mean everybody. I mean the states and counties and towns and villages and hamlets and burgs and bogs and all these things. I don't know how they can get out of trouble unless they go to this two-tier program. It's kind of necessary right there. Okay. Other things that are going on. Other things that are happening. I think they're grabbing me funny. This is really kind of too bad. I'm not a big Howard Stern fan. You know, I think to for a man to get on the radio and have a company behind him that says, okay, you can use four-letter words and relate to the prurient interests of young teenagers, and then you know, some other people that don't quite get it. I mean, the guy's a mazillionaire, and I'm sitting here in San Luis Obispo, so you might say, well, Bill, who's better off? I'm fine, thanks. But anyway, it's not my idea of what anything has to do with broadcasting. So anyway, so he's now going to be a judge on what's the name of the show? America's Got Talent. And you know what? I was just starting to really like that show. Because here these people come out of the woodwork that have this amazing talent. I mean, it's just impressive. I really kind of liked it. I like it less now, I can tell you that. Okay. Anyway, there's Howard's going to join him. Word of the year is pragmatic. This is what they've decided. Word of the year, pragmatic. They chose, this is where Merriam-Webster does it. The word and adjective that means practical and logical was looked up so often on Merriam-Webster's online dictionary. The publisher says pragmatic was the pragmatic choice for his 2011 word of the year. Interesting, huh? Is there someone using that? Maybe the politicians use that a lot. You know what I'm saying? I think they would use a thing that means practical and logical when actually... everything they do is the opposite of that, so that would make sense. Hey, another debate. Hey, what if you threw a debate and nobody came? Donald Trump. Okay, so that's just another little sidebar to the circus that we see appearing before us as we head to Iowa. Now, this is I don't understand this exactly, but, you know, the ocean's a funny place. I read John Lindsay's column every weekend, and I've learned that the ocean can be a strange and mysterious master. Here's the thing. Neptune went, they said that the debris from the tsunami in Japan was supposed to hit a year to 2 years from now on the West Coast, but they said, here, something's already washed up. I'm not sure. They said, I guess it depends. It said it normally goes about 7 miles per hour. Flotsam goes at about 7 miles per hour, but it can move as much as 20 miles per hour. It has a larger area exposed to wind. So if, like, it's a whole house, you know, which it could be, then maybe it'll move better. Flotsam says, for those of you that weren't in the Navy, jetsam is what you jettison over the side. So jetsam is what you throw over the side, okay? And then flotsam is what it becomes. It starts out as jetsam. And becomes flotsam because it just floats on the top. And you know, you in the Navy, back when supposedly it's different now. In the Navy, you figured, well, the ship's headed that way, and that stuff's back there, and so we're not going to worry about it. The way it was, the way it worked. Okay. I don't know what they do nowadays. Maybe they just say, well, it's okay, or I have no idea. I have no idea what environmental regulations the military has to adhere to anymore. If they just don't and say, the heck with you. I can't possibly remember the exact number of when I was on the aircraft carrier I was on, of how many tons of paint it took to cover the aircraft carrier. I mean, it was a monstrous number of tons. I mean, tons upon tons. It was this huge number. And so when you chipped away, and so you were constantly repainting the ship, because, you know, rust would get in there and all that, even though you had this kind of Rust-Oleum stuff you used, it was not made to really work. It was made to have sailors have something to do all day. So they made it so you could chip paint off the dang ship all the time. And so, you know, it was just chipped into the ocean. This was lead-based paint for sure. Your tons of paint was going to the ocean from naval vessels every year. Now, I don't know if they now have to somehow try to recover that. How would you do that? A big vacuum or something? I don't know. Interesting. Let me talk to a sailor. I haven't seen one for a while. Man. Say, what's going on out there? What's going on in the fleet there? What's happening out there in the fleet? Okay. Other things going on. Four Santa Maria men have been charged with murder for the gang-related stabbing death of a man last week. The four defendants confronted 32-year-old Alberto Diaz Sr. on Santa Maria Street last Friday, and him stabbed him to death. So these people are down the tubes there. And you know, young people are going away for their life. That's all right. All right, other things going on. Well, here was a story here I wanted to share. I haven't heard from Karen yet, and let me check something else. We haven't got to the story yet, but Michelle, I'm sure, as soon as she can. Of course, she's fighting. Now she's fighting, probably not feeling very well. But I'm trying to get a story up. But anyway, we're going to get a big story up here on Calcus News in the next few hours. I'll say a few hours. Probably less than that. And that's, fact that the city of San Luis Obispo, a city worker, dumped 50 to 60 gallons of toxic waste on some wetlands, apparently angry at something. Anyway, so unfortunately, it was never reported anywhere. Karen told me. So we'll wait and see what it says. All right, here's another story that was kind of interesting news. And this is in Bangalore. You know, it's amazing. And there's this little guy. What's the guy's name? Oh, I can't remember. In the Tribune, who writes about all the terrible child abuse that goes on in the world and also just abuse of females, children, everybody. And it's just alarming. I mean, alarming, you know, to see it. And to read about it, and so, but it just is, it's so pervasive that it's amazing, really. So this is a story about the police in India rescue almost 300 children, and they were in a begging ring, not by choice.
If I took less than 200 rupees, I'd get beaten.
They're looking into checking to see whether these babies belong to any of the adults that they were found with. Many of those who have claimed that the babies are theirs really have no proof.
Only 9 people have been arrested, and police say the ringleaders are still out there.
Mostly these children are from neighboring state, Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. And totally we have booked 9 cases.
One of the primary objectives of this entire Operation Rakshane is to look into the connection between child beggary and child trafficking. How many of these children are actually missing children, reported in their states or unreported?
Police say the investigation began almost 3 months ago when they noticed a rise in child begging. And they say they have video evidence of about 1,100 children being forced to beg. Part of the problem, they say, accused traffickers easily make bail, which only encourages the practice. Ram Ram Gopal, CNN, Atlanta.
There you go. Unbelievable. Okay, I think one of those people helped me with some tech support here just last week. All right, now, other things are going on. Yeah, other things are happening. Once again, Karen Vealey did not join us today because she's got a little bit of a throat problem, and so we apologize for that. And she apologized, and there's nothing you can do about it. It happens here. All right, other things are going on. Oh, let me see over here. Do I have our wounded warrior guy came in yesterday as I left the station because I had to work late, and so I saw a lot of people over there, so that was kind of cool. And that was our welcome home thing. So Cody was there. And so then they showed him on the news last night, so that was cool. Let me remind you that you have, there's so much going on as far as entertainment for the Christmas holidays. We have a Christmas Carol at PCPA. And this is done in a way that you haven't seen it done before, I believe. And it has music in it, and it's very dramatic and very well done, and I think you'd like it a lot. And that runs until the 23rd. Through this weekend only, through Sunday, is Sorcerer's Apprentice's Forever Plaid Tidings. And so there's a show tonight, tomorrow, and a matinee and Sunday, a matinee. Or I think there's the show tomorrow night, too. And then a matinee on Sunday. So there's only about 4 shows left, so if you want to see Forever Plaid Tidings from Sorcerer Productions, you might want to get involved in that. Then there's everything. Melodrama's doing stuff, and then you got Nutcrackers and whatever. And I was watching that. I told you, I think. I was watching the New York Ballet, and they did the Nutcracker thing, you know, when people are tippy-toeing all over and everything. I don't understand ballet. Okay, and there's nobody that looks at ballet, except me, I guess, that doesn't say, that's really beautiful. I see it more strange than beautiful. It's different. beautiful. I don't know. Yeah. Strange. Why would you agree to do that? That's what I don't understand. Somebody said to me here, you see these shoes here? Yeah. Put them on your feet. Yeah, get up on your tippy toes. You're going to diddly all over the place. Yeah, it's not going to feel worth a darn. And you're going to practice 24 hours a day, 17 days a week. I don't know. I sure want to do that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I guess it's being back to being lazy again. Okay, well, whatever. Maybe I'm having a hard time recognizing greatness from people that are athletic and try hard. Perhaps. Capitol Hill talks yield a $1 trillion spending bill. And why not? A Republican yielded on policy affecting communist Cuba, and Democrats gave way on new energy standards for light bulbs to seal an agreement Thursday evening on a massive $1 trillion plus year-end spending package. House expected to approve the spending measure today, and the Senate will likely follow suit today also. So here's the deal right here. Under pressure from House veto threats, House Republicans agreed to drop restrictions on people who visit and send money to relatives in Cuba, while Democrats concede defeat on GOP demand to delay energy efficiency standards. The critics argue could effectively ban inexpensive incandescent light bulbs in late-stage talks, et cetera. Neither side, it makes any sense. I mean, can I be honest with you? But what does anybody care whether or not you visit your relatives in Cuba? Really? Why would you care or not care about that? And then on the other side of the coin is because the incandescent bulb is becoming, kind of like the dodo bird of the 21st century, that they're going to go away anyway. They are. And I have to admit, I'm already one of these people. If I have to replace a bulb and I can find an LED bulb that I think is going to look okay, because it's tough, because even when they call them warm white, they tend not to be that warm. But here's the deal. They cost more for sure, but, you're talking about the last time you'll ever replace that bulb in your lifetime. I'm good with that. Okay. And they use nothing. They use nothing. I think I read, what did I read the other day, I think? A string of 40 lights, I believe it was a string of 40 LED lights. This was this particular string of LED lights, so don't call me that, whatever that was. But 40 LED lights on this string would cost less than $1 a year if you operate them 24 hours a day. So whatever you want to do, I think those LEDs are smart to go with your smart meter. You don't have one yet. Get one. Go ahead, get a meter. Okay, now here's a follow-up to yesterday's story, and it's so painful, and I wish this had never come up in the whole wide world, and so McClatchy brought it up, and it's one of those stories that, okay, we're going to put this out there and see what happens, and it basically falls on its face, because everybody's going to stonewall it no matter what, and sometimes newspapers should know that that's going to happen. That's just my opinion. So what you've basically done is just sort of tainted something. And that's the case of this Medal of Honor that was earned by Dakota Meyer and from the Marine Corps. And so they've said, there were some ambiguities in, some of the things that were said as far as the testimony and all that. But in the long run, it came down to, well, this is the way it is. The Marine Corps stood by it. The White House stood by it and said, this is what we assumed from it. So that's how we're not flops. So all it does is make this poor guy kind of like, say what? Now, here's one of these crazy things that happens, and I find it kind of fascinating, to tell you the truth. They had, Carmageddon here in L.A.? For the second time in a year, Southern California motorists faced a freeway Carmageddon. But there was some good news. A 10-mile stretch of road closed by a gasoline tanker fire could reopen soon. Crews called in heavy tractors to quickly demolish part of the heavily damaged overpass on Highway 60, a major route connecting L.A. to dozens of better communities in the east, specifically Pomona and that area. A double tanker hauling nearly 9,000 gallons of gasoline went up in flames on the Paramount Boulevard Bridge in Montebello, east of L.A. on Wednesday. The driver was not hurt, but the intense flames and heat melted the truck, cratered the road beneath it, and cracked the concrete on the overpass. Chunks crashed below and everything. Engineers determined early Thursday that damaged steel and concrete made the eastern side of the bridge too dangerous to save. Highway 60 will be open by this afternoon anyway. So it was, I'd have to admit, you know, at Highway, there was a time when Highway 60 was sort of the back way. Highway 10 was your main east-west route. You know, the San Bernardino Freeway was the main east-west route. And then they had Highway 60. And Highway 60, you were sort of going out in the boonies more. You know, you were going to go out to Corona, Norco, and the back, sort of the back way into Riverside and Pomona and those areas out there. And then everything grew. Everything went crazy, you know. And then they put the 210 freeway in, you know, it ran through Pasadena and up the northern end of it, you know. So then, and that worked out really good for a while. You know, there was hardly anybody on it. And then 100 million more people moved into L.A. And so now that doesn't move. The San Bernardino freeway certainly doesn't move. Pomona freeway doesn't move either. So I think when they fix these bridges, like, you know, they could just say, could you just stand over? Because the people aren't moving anyway. Yeah, they're stuck in traffic. They're gridlocked. So they could just say, could you just move over here a little bit because we're going to place that chunk of bridge right there and then you move back and everything's fine. I guess how they do it. Why are people living there? Please, somebody tell me what. Stay there, please. Stay there. But what are you doing now? What are you doing? All right, other people in the news. Other things that are going on. Los Angeles Unified Teachers have approved a new labor agreement with the school district that will give teachers wide-ranging decision-making powers, such as whether or not they're going to have wide-ranging decision-making powers or not. Governor Jerry Brown rallied Thursday against policies who doubt climate change, calling them political lemmings and the chief obstacle in the fight against global warming. Lemming. Or climate change, whatever you want to say. Okay. And then, this is not a surprise, I don't think. Okay. I don't think it's a surprise. Republican lawmakers expressed doubts Thursday about the viability of California's high-speed rail project, indicating that it would be extremely difficult for supporters to generate the tens of billions of dollars in federal investment we need to complete the proposed 800-mile line. House panel held an oversight hearing to examine the project's status after recent cost estimates more than doubled to $98.5 billion. Proponents envision the train traveling up to 220 miles an hour would help transform the state's economy. Republicans who were once supportive of the project are starting up doubts. GOP Republican John Mica, Florida chairman of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, described the project as imploding. And here's what I have to ask you. I mean, you could be a proponent of something and say, because this would be really neat. You know, we'd have this high-speed rail travel, high-speed. Understand something. This doesn't involve freight to any degree. I mean, there'd be some stuff on there that would go from one point to another point. But basically, for high-speed rail to work, it has to be high-speed. It can't stop all the time and diddle around. And so to be able to zoom people, all you're basically doing is you're extending the bedroom communities of Los Angeles from you know, Burbank and the surrounding environs and San Fernando to Hanford. I don't know how that helps anything in particular. But all right. I mean, if we had lots of dough, you know, it would be fun to have. I think if we should have a monorail. I mean, as long as you're going to put something in there, put a monorail. They have those in Japan. They have those. High-techy affairs, and they maglevs. They use those maglevs affairs, which are basically money. And they zoom. Those things zip and zoom. So we can have, you know, if we had money, we might as well go that route. Put big Mickey Mouse ears on the front of it. You know. Yeah, just a thought. But we really don't have any dough, so that's out of the question right now. I haven't had anything come up on Cal Coast News yet. I promise you, I'm watching the situation. And we get this story on apparently a city employee, a city worker, dumping 50 to 60 gallons of toxic waste on some wetlands. And we'll see if we get all the details on that. And Karen Green is working on that now. So it's hard when you don't feel good, you know, and you got to be working on stuff. And like, holy cow, you know, that's not good. That's not good. All right. Anything, let me do this here real quick. Let me see all the headlines we got, because we'll get to them this next hour and see what we should be looking at, because there's stuff jumping up in the news all the time, besides, you know, having NFL nice guys being drug kingpins and all that. Bonds get 30 days of house arrest, and appeals already pending. 30 days of house arrest, and he's a pending appeal. Well, just stay home for 30 days, you know what I'm saying? And 2 years probation. That all went nowhere. But it was a lot of effort for nothing. Etta James is terminally ill, which is a shame. At last, she'll be the maker. And then other things going on. Suspected WikiLeaks leader faces hearing. So that's that Manning kid, and we'll catch up today on what's going on with that guy. And former Fannie and Freddie bosses have been charged, and they got hopefully they're going to get their comeuppance, I would think.
CBS News, I'm Gary Dunn. Baseball home run king Barry Bonds said nothing today as he left the federal courthouse in San Francisco. He was sentenced to 1 month house arrest, 2 years probation, 250 hours of community service, and fined $4,100 for his conviction on obstruction of justice during a federal investigation into his alleged use of steroids. CBS Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen says the sentence sets a precedent.
You can be sure that Roger Clemens and his lawyers are paying close attention to this sentence, as are federal prosecutors in Washington, as they contemplate a second Clemens perjury trial.
Bonds remains free on bail until an expected appeal is resolved. A jury convicted Bonds in April of answering questions about steroids with rambling stories in an attempt to mislead a grand jury investigation into the doping of sports stars. A judge in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today ruling that two Penn State officials can be tried on charges of lying to a grand jury about an allegation of child sex abuse against assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Assistant coach Mike McQuarrie today testified at a hearing. Here's CBS's Pat Milton.
He said that he was shocked and surprised when he looked in the mirror and saw Jerry and a young boy naked in the shower. He testified that it appeared as if Jerry was behind the young boy and the boy had his hands against the wall of the shower. He said it appeared as if there was some kind of sexual act going on.
Prosecutors have probable cause to move forward with the cases against Tim Curley and Gary Schultz. The SEC is suing a half dozen former executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, essentially for what they failed to say about their involvement with subprime loans.
The SEC alleges six former executives of the mortgage giants grossly underreported their exposure to risky subprime mortgages, which were a major factor in the financial sector meltdown. Guy Sekola of Inside Mortgage Finance.
There's really a suit on behalf of investors who were effectively wiped out when the government took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
One former executive says the government reviewed and approved all of Fannie Mae's financial disclosures. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
A court in Peru has ruled that paroled American activist Lori Berenson and her young son will be allowed to travel to New York for the holidays. She was paroled last year after serving 15 years for aiding leftist rebels, but cannot legally leave Peru until her sentence ends in 2015. The U.S. Today handed over to Iraqi officials its last known detainee.
Ali Mossadegh is suspected of being a Hezbollah operative who planned a 2007 kidnapping that resulted in the deaths of five American military personnel in Iraq. The U.S. has been trying for months without success to get the Iraqi government to allow him to be extradited for trial. Now a White House spokesman says Dokduk is in the hands of Iraqi officials.
Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrials down 7. This is CBS News.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
To Alex, what can I say to the greatest four-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, Dad.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest ratings currently awarded to any life insurer. Contact your New York Life agent or visit NewYorkLife.com.
His character is described by a long list of adjectives. So is his career as a writer. CBS News correspondent Frank Setapani reflects on the career of Christopher Hitchens.
Christopher Hitchens was a prolific, provocative contrarian. Hitchens supported George W. Bush in the war in Iraq. He also railed against organized religion. the best-selling atheist manifesto God Is Not Great, and on 60 Minutes with CBS News correspondent Steve Croft.
You called Mother Teresa a fanatical...
A fundamentalist, a fanatic, and a fraud.
A fanatical Albanian dwarf.
Lying, thieving Albanian dwarf.
Lying, thieving Albanian dwarf.
That was, I admit, an exercise in seeing how far I could go.
Hitchens died of cancer of the esophagus. He was 62. Frank Civitani, CBS News.
Consumer prices flatlined last month, another indication that inflation is cooling down. We paid less for gasoline and cars, more for food, clothing, and medical services. Factor out food and energy costs, so-called core prices are up 0.2%. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Friday through Sunday. That's because this Friday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
All the windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the whos were all dreaming, sweet dreams without care.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black pea. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer. So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down to the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their towns. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed, as she climbed to the roof, empty bags in her fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pitch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. Then he slithered and slunked with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room and took every present. Popguns, pompanoos, and cookies, and drums, checkerboards, mistle beans, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. And the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stink, stunk.
You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nosh.
You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked house, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker, sauerkraut, and toadstool sandwich.
With arsenic sauce.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name, Slow Roasted Coffee. That's right, Slow Roasted Coffee. They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Warhorse, Time Magazine, New York Magazine, and Rolling Stone are all calling Warhorse one of the best films of the year.
This horse can pull through anything.
From director Steven Spielberg comes the motion picture event of the holiday season.
You have to look forward, or you'll never get home.
War Horse, rated PG-13, opens everywhere Christmas Day.
Right now, there's this desperate race against time, against the elements, and against the season in far eastern Russia. More than 100 beluga whales are trapped by these ice floes in a channel in the Bering Sea. These ghost white creatures are getting air through just a few breaks in the ice, but they're virtual prisoners of this fast freezing water. Requests have been made for ice breaking ships to be sent in to save them. Right now, ice fields are so large, there's no way the whales can actually swim up to freedom. I want to bring in Lori Marino. She's a senior lecturer in neuroscience and behavioral biology at Emory University. And I'm told, Laura, you know a thing or two about beluga whales as well. So essentially the issue is they're trapped in this ice, and I imagine they can only stay underwater for so long.
Yeah, it's an urgent situation because they can hold their breath for a few minutes at a time, but that's when they're not compromised. And right now they've been trapped. They're probably hungry, dehydrated. Their energy is spent, and they may be beginning to panic, and all of that adds up to a really urgent situation.
Gosh, these are beautiful creatures. They're there stuck under the ice. What there can they eat?
Well, they can't possibly eat that much because they won't be able to hunt the way they normally do. So it's very unlikely that any of them are really eating anything.
How much longer do these whales have before the situation there truly becomes fatal?
The situation is rapidly approaching fatal. Something has to be done very soon. I hope that there isn't any sense that this can wait, because it really can't.
Lori Marino, we'll watch it with you there, those whales trapped in the ice. Thank you so much.
And if Vladimir Putin isn't willing to save his own men from a submarine, what's the chance of him saving the whales, by the way? I'm asking, you know what I'm saying? I'm just asking. I'll try and be a wise guy. I'm asking you. Here, Bill Benninger. This is Talk is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. Toll-free number is 866-937-1340. That's 866-937-1340. And our local number is 786-2578. That's 786-2578. This reminder, we're being brought to you in part by Swiss Dental Center and Dr. Carol Phillips, who will take care of your teeth, put those implants in, and get them. Go on the internet and look up SwissDentalCenter.com so you can see what other people have to say and get the lowdown. And then you can go in there for consultation. So what do you think? What do you think, Doc? What can you do here? It's worth doing. All right. Well, there's another really weird story in the news. Let me see something. Let me see. Here, let me find it. It's as long as we're talking about changing the way you look. This is really kind of weird, but I'm not sure what it's about. That's how I'm trying to see this right now. This is the problem of this whole story. So we're going to share it together as soon as it pops up here, which is about 1 second. We're going to share this story. You can make him look like her, says.
There was a little bit of trepidation, not quite knowing what the next phase was going to be, you know, because you've been, you know, this is what you've been doing. You know, you've been working. And now you're talking about, well, you know, I won't be, and I get the chance to spend more time with my wife and my kids. It's my world. That's my world.
No, I had a feeling it was going to fail me and not play the thing I wanted to play. All right, that's all right. We'll get to it. Here's another weird story. Let's go with these weird stories. It's Friday. We got to find out the weird stuff that's going on here in the world.
There he is. Warhorse, Time Magazine, New York Magazine, and Rolling Stone are all calling Warhorse one of the best films of the year.
This horse can pull through anything.
From director Steven Spielberg comes the motion picture event of the holiday season.
You have to look forward, or you'll never get home.
War Horse, rated PG-13, opens everywhere Christmas Day.
Everyone loves a good mullet, and Corey Berry certainly loves his. This Troop 364 Scout leader sported hockey hair back in the 80s and even won the same hair award at his high school reunion.
You pop open my senior yearbook, and it is a menagerie of mullets.
But Barry didn't grow these locks out for the attention.
I actually ended up printing out cards that I would hand out to people that I noticed staring at me, basically saying, hi, I'm doing this to donate my hair to Locks of Love. What would it take for guys to donate hair to Locks of Love? If only mullets came back in style.
That's not happening, but Barry has used this not only as a way to help others, but to teach others.
I've used this as a lesson for all of the scouts in the troop, trying to encourage them to find ways to be charitable in their everyday life.
And while Corey says it hasn't been easy,
my wife will not miss my hair, I will not miss my hair.
He says it's all about the spirit of the season.
It doesn't take a lot of effort. It just takes the willingness to take action.
So with flags saluted and Scouts honor posted, after 22 long months, it was finally time for the moment of truth. Now, watching a beautiful coiffure like this get chopped off would be painful for anyone, so we won't put you through that. Maybe you should just grow a mullet of your own.
Let's see if I remember my Scout. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind of being a cheerful, thrifty mullet. There it is right there. Okay, I got it. I got it. The 12 things you're supposed to be prepared to help old ladies across the street. All right, I got the whole thing right there. I don't know. I really wanted this other story to come up, which was kind of annoying me, but because this was the mullet thing was kind of interesting, you know. But you know, that's a very nice thing to do when you stop and think about it. You know, there's a lot of football players out now. You see a lot of hair coming out from their helmets and whatnot, and maybe they'd like to donate their hair to somebody that you know could use their hair. I thought it was kind of a nice thought right there. All right. But that still is not the story that's the really weird story that I really wanted to have you share with me, because it's not the right one, but we're going to see if we get to the right one. Because it's Friday, and I'm just, you know, I'm going to enjoy myself and just try to find stuff. Nope, they for some reason, that wants to go to that, and I'm not sure why. But hey, you know me, what do I understand anyway? Okay, here it is, the wrong thing again. Okay, where to go to? Okay, here we go. All right, you ready? Okay. There we go. Here we go. Here we go.
How is Arkansas reducing our dependence
15 seconds.
On oil? By growing our own. A history of renewable resources makes Arkansas a natural leader for clean and green energies. If your business is exploring alternative energy opportunities, visit ArkansasRenews.com.
How do you prove your push-up bra can push up even the most minuscule bust? Have a man model it.
She's attractive. She is actually a man.
Oh. Not bad.
Now, she is a man, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
She looks good.
She is a man.
Okay. And she looks really good.
Serbian-born model Andrei Pejic is the latest it girl or boy. He got to be the bride in a Jean-Paul Gaultier fashion show. Out magazine named him Style Maker of the Year.
Open up mine.
Huffington Post awarded him Ultimate Style Game Changer of the Year. And now he's changing how bras are sold.
And she's advertising bras.
Does she have breasts?
No.
Pejic flaunts what he doesn't have, not shy about appearing shirtless. And that's the point that Dutch department store Hema is trying to sell, saying its mega push-up bra will bump you up 2 cup sizes, even if you're starting cupless.
If he can look like that, what can he do for a woman?
I love it.
Would that convince you that that's one heck of a push-up bra?
Yes. You think Busty sells lingerie? Move over, Victoria's Secret.
Oops.
Pecs rather than breasts are making waves. New York Magazine named Pejic Male Model of the Year. But even on the portfolio page of one of his modeling agencies, he's rarely seen dressed like a guy. What a year it's been for him.
It's been, you know, an amazing experience.
He may leave some confused.
I'm mixed up. What's going on today? You're mixed up?
Yeah. Even a woman who gave us an earful about being unable to get used to gender swapping, even she broke down.
Would you buy this bra when you see what it can do for him?
Yeah.
His cups may not runneth over, but when it comes to gender bending, there is no one more elastic. When it comes to selling bras, we'll see if he really can. Genimo, CNN, New York.
That's so cute. Here's that older guy go, I'm confused about what's going on. Yeah, so are the rest of us, you know what I mean? Welcome on board. There we all are. Here, Bill, this is Friday. It's Friday. Lots of things going on this weekend all over the place. We had Jim D was in yesterday, and he's got that movie playing on 2 screens and with George Clooney. So, lots of things are happening. Lots of things are happening. Let's see what else happens. See what else is going on. I haven't had my story come up yet. CalQuestNews.com. We're going to have a story break here, and it has to do with a city employee that dumped some toxic waste into a wetland. But there's more to that than meets the eye, so we're going to find out. We vaguely talked about this yesterday, and I was very vague because I had no information. But here's the thing. The National Institute of Health curtails use of chimps in research. They've agreed to accept the recommendation of an outside panel that found that apes are not necessary for most biomedical research. A panel decided that most of the time the answer was that they weren't necessary. I think it was a very thoughtful set of recommendations from a distinguished group of experts who spent many months taking input from lots of different perspectives. While neither institution went as far as an outright ban on chimp research they activists desired, they did acknowledge that science was moving away from chimps as necessary research models. In April's special report, McClatchy found that science had moved beyond chimps and moved to where and rely on tens of thousands of pages of never-before-published medical records on chimps in the New Mexico lab. McClatchy found that their medical and psychological effects on the chimps was great, and the scientists were increasingly aware of using chimps in research. Anyway, well, you would have to imagine, you know what I'm saying, like a chimp, your fish, I don't care what you are. You know what I'm saying? A snail. Having that kind of stuff happen to you all the time, I can't even. China warily watches withdrawal from Iraq. They want to know, where are our soldiers going next? Where are our soldiers going next? As the U.S. military on Thursday formally ended its intervention in Iraq and prepared to withdraw the last of its combat troops, Chinese were watching warily with deep concern about where the troops might go next. The word here is that American military, free of the nearly nine-year-long commitment to Iraq, might now be freer to focus attention on the Asia-Pacific region, which China considers its backyard. Are we talking about Taiwan, would you think? Could we possibly be talking about Taiwan? I don't see the name Taiwan anywhere in this article, but perhaps they're talking about Taiwan. That's a guess right there. All right. Now, I don't know if Putin's going to save the whales, which I have a feeling he's not going to. Maybe. How easy would it be for him to say to an icebreaker, go save the flipping whales? Yeah, but he's a weird duck. Rocked by mass opposition rallies, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin pledged Thursday to slightly soften the Kremlin's grip on power as he launches his campaign to return to the presidency. Last Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Moscow to rail against Putin, who served as president for 8 years beginning in 2000, and to protest vote fraud in recent parliamentary elections. Putin, a four-hour live TV call and talk show, refused to acknowledge election violations and accused some radicals from beyond the country of inciting riots, as you can imagine. But anyway, he said, I'm going to be a nicer guy. Lord, you know, this reminds me of other Russian leaders who are going to be nicer guys. He also said he might be willing to allow small political parties to register and to surrender some of the Kremlin's control over regional politics. I'm just telling you, everybody has an opinion. In a landmark decision by a French former court, convicted former President Jacques Chirac on Thursday embezzling government money while he was mayor of Paris, and have a two-year suspended sentence. Is there anybody in the world we think that that is not the head of a country that has anything to do with us any way remotely that we probably give them money that hasn't socked away dough? I think not. What's happening in Iran, you ask? How's that going? They still got our drone. And then Iran escalated its confrontation with the United States on Thursday over the captured U.S. spy drone launched from Afghanistan, warning the Afghan government to order a halt to such surveillance flights. Any further flights would be regarded as a hostile act. The Iranian foreign minister said the other flight was a hostile act. Ali Akbar Saleh said in an interview with Iran's official Islamic Republic news agency, his warning threatened to drag Afghanistan directly into the dispute over American aerial surveillance of Iran. Boy, we got saber rattling, we got things going on. Now we got a whole bunch of troops all of a sudden. They got to go somewhere. Okay. Kind of wild. And then this, the former crime editor of the News of the World tabloid was arrested Thursday for Britain's phone hacking scandal when authorities announced that CNN journalist Piers Morgan would appear before the UK's media. More than a dozen former journalists working for News of the World have been arrested in the scandal at Rupert Murdoch Papers. Morgan edited the News of the World between 94 and 95. Before moving over to the Daily Mirror and then to CNN. So Piers Morgan may be talking to. Will he be on his own headline news or not? That'd be a headline, right?
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
The fires lit, your family's near. The holidays are almost here, but if you still aren't up to speed, a trip to Kohl's is all you need. For ornaments to add some zest, or the perfect gift, a faux fur vest, a Seiko watch that will make him smile, a sweater dress that's just her style. To see big smiles on all their faces, just let Kohl's help cover your bases.
Don't miss Kohl's Christmas 3-day sale Thursday through Saturday. Earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent, no limits. With the perfect gifts at the perfect prices, you'll love to give and be happy to save. Kohl's, expect great things.
Happy holidays. Welcome to REI. Can I help you?
Long list of people to shop for. First I need...
a Patagonia down sweater.
Perfect. And then a pair of...
Sorel Joan of Arctic women's boots.
Love it. And also a...
REI Traverse 30 pack.
Well, that takes care of me. Now onto my list.
We know what you need and have all the outdoor gifts they'll love. With expert help in-store and online, we offer 100% guaranteed satisfaction with every gift you buy. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out.
A thrill of hope
Warhorse. Time Magazine, New York Magazine, and Rolling Stone are all calling Warhorse one of the best films of the year.
This horse can pull through anything.
From director Steven Spielberg comes the motion picture event of the holiday season.
You have to look forward, or you'll never get home.
War Horse, rated PG-13, opens everywhere Christmas Day.
Just feels like I'm home again between deployments, to be honest. I mean, we still got, you know, guys still in Iraq from our brigade, so it's like I'm home, but they're still there. You know it's about to be over, but I don't think it's sunk in for me yet.
It's over for now, you know, but there's no telling what's going to happen in the future, you know.
Just because we're done in Iraq, you know, there's still units that are deploying to Afghanistan. So until those are done, I don't think I'll let my mindset get to be like, okay, I'm done deploying. You know, because I still have almost 5 years left. So odds are that I got at least one deployment left, probably to Afghanistan, so. We learned over the 8 years, we almost got ripped apart by it. We've kind of learned to grow closer together by being apart now. And if I am home for an extended period of time, you know, we're going to have to learn how to grow back together by being together again. You know, because we learned to use the time away to grow closer to each other and make use of the time we did have together.
Because we weren't communicating, we did grow apart. We definitely learned from that. And now we communicate about everything, you know, like we... As petty as it is, we'll still get angry at each other, but at least it's out there, and it has, I think, brought us closer together. Since the deployments had started, I think we maybe only had like one or two Christmases in the last few years since we got stationed stateside. What, maybe like two or three Christmases, and we've been in the States for like 7 years now. For the first time in ever, right? This is going to be your first Christmas with them.
With her family.
With my family. First time in the 11 years that we've been married that we'll have an actual Christmas with the whole family.
Wow. All right, you're with Bill. This is Talking Sheep, your friends and neighbors network. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you being here on a Friday, right before Christmas. And as we move along here, and we hadn't heard from Karen yet again today, and so she could be busy trying to put something together, and so that's okay. Let's see what else we got going on. Let's see what else has happened in our world. Let me go here, if I may. The stuff pops up all the time I don't want to miss. Because our world gets weird around us. It's kind of scary when you think about it. Just sitting in my mind, this is the world got weird around. All right, let's see what else is in the news today. Phil Dirk says there's more than one way to define class. Maybe not just how much money you have, maybe whether you have class or not. Thanks, Phil. You sailors already appreciate that. Yeah. All right. Moose Deli in Pismo opens. The Moose Deli and Brew is now open for business in Pismo Beach, the sandwich and beer restaurant owned by Kevin Medici and his sister-in-law Amy Dillinger have spent the past 3 months remodeling the space, formerly a bakery, to a laid-back eat. So somebody new again with another restaurant. These people are brave, 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 I think. Okay. Budget cuts spur protests. Paso Robles area residents, Les Tildener, spent most of his time taking care of his bedridden wife, who has a nervous system disorder, and a 7-year-old son who suffers from Down syndrome and diabetes. Tildener depend upon state funds for their care and will be affected directly by the cuts announced this week by Jerry Brown and will slash $980 million from schools and in-home care. He joined a group of about 40 protesters Thursday outside State Senator Sam Blasey's office, urging Republicans to fight for people like him. Another attack at ASH, at Ash, second one in a week. That's where you want to work. All right. Then here was an interesting thing here. you open the floodgates and churches crying foul over replacement of traditional Christmas scenes with non-religious messages in Santa Monica. So here's what they had to do. They had to do a lottery. They have this place where you can put up billboards and posters and whatnot and all that kind of thing. This is at Pacific Palisades Park. Christian congregations have organized life-size nativity scenes in the park for 57 years, but a new lottery system set up by the city allowed 18 of 21 spaces to go to atheists. Okay. And it says, here's a billboard here, American Atheists. What myths do you see? There's a 37 million Americans not know myths when they see them. I see Jesus' picture there. I'm not sure if that was Neptune, I think. I don't know. Anyhow, so, okay, fine. Here's what some of these things say, just, you know. This is what we can have some. Adding to the loss, the atheists have used only three of the display areas to promote their message. One reads, religions are all alike, founded upon fables and mythologies. Thomas Jefferson. Happy solstice, reads another. And display with photographs depicting, oh, here it is, King Neptune, Jesus Christ, Santa Claus, and Satan. Reads, millions of Americans know myths when they see them. What do you see? American Atheist since 1963. Anyway, so they're like, they want to get their 2 cents in, I guess. Which is okay. I've never had a problem with that. You know, that's, go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. Think whatever you need to think and however it works. I don't care. Fine with me. There are no atheists in foxholes, however. And that's a true story. All right, Walmart saga. This is the editorial opinion to the Tribune today from the editorial board. Walmart saga drags on, which it certainly does. This is really interesting here. You know, all this time is only dragging out the project's already threatened to become the next Los Osos sewer. For that, we toss Walmart and Rotman grenade, but they'd probably bicker over who would get custody. Anyway, instead, we'll redirect to Tom Grover Norquist Comar. He's afraid the city may allocate taxpayer dollars to the traffic improvements in order to woo Walmart, and he asked council members to sign pledges promising they won't do any such thing. Just, what is this pledge thing? What the heck? What is this pledge thing? What is the pledge thing? Yeah, I don't know. All right. There's an interesting thing right here going on, and you may want to know about it. With all the issues surrounding trees in Los Osos and Maywood Park these days, it's time to offer a positive perspective. OneCoolEarth.org will be giving away 100 local live oaks, specifically grown in Los Osos from Los Osos Acorns, at the Baywood Farmers Market on the 3rd Street from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday. We'd also like to invite the public to help us plant acorns at Whale Rock Reservoir and Old Cayucas Creek Road in Cayucas this Saturday. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Oak Creek Road is a beautiful drive that runs 7 miles from the stoplight on Highway 1 at the south end of Cayucas and intersects with Highway 46 West between Cambrian and Paso Robles, and then heads right back into Cambrian, the back way. Wear a coat with big pockets or a carpenter's nail pouch or something you can carry acorns around. And don't be winging them at your neighbors that are trying to plant. When they're bent over to plant an acorn, don't be throwing yours in the butt. I was a kid, I know. We saw some chestnuts the other day, horse chestnuts. When we were kids, we had a lot. I don't know why we had chestnut trees, but we're in Jersey, we had chestnut trees. And we get into the chestnut wars, and boy, those things hurt when they wanged off your head. That felt pretty lousy. Yes, fun growing up, eh? Who else is in here today? Yeah, well, look at this. Little Lewis Griffith says, she's a local marriage and family lady. And we, I was involved with Lynn Lewis when she first college, and was saying, I've got to decide what I'm going to do with myself. I said, okay, well, here, do this for now, and then figure out what you're going to do after that. Pets and the holidays don't always mix. The holiday can bring animals and family members into close contact that both would rather avoid. Yeah. Keep animals away from visiting guests. Family gatherings are inherently noisy with lots of new faces and smells. You know who's knocking at the door, but your pet has no idea. Have a quiet spot where animals can stay to avoid chaos and possible mishaps. Teach showing how to behave around your pet. Never bring your pet unless it's been invited. Don't blame family members for disliking your pet. It's easy to feel disdain towards folks who aren't comfortable around your animal. That's not their job to make nice with Fluffy. Don't let unsupervised family care for your pet. And if you're someone's visiting, someone has a pet that's like a dog that sticks his nose right in your crotch the moment you walk in the door, you know, and it doesn't want to leave that particular location, and then all you can do is not much you can do. Except when you leave, it'll stop. Sit down as soon as you can. That's my advice. Sit down the moment you can. Okay. Now, here's an interesting thing right here. Mom's new little helper, women and sleep medication. Nearly 30% of women in the U.S. use a sleep aid at least a few nights each week. They're tired. Right? Kids want them. Other people in the news today. Oh, I'm going to read this to you. BlackBerry maker Research Motion Limited said Thursday that new phones deemed critical to the company's future will be delayed until late 2012. Mike Lazadiris, one of the company's co-CEOs of the BlackBerry 10 phone, needs a highly integrated chipset that will not be available until mid-2012, so the company can now expect them to ship later in the year, disclosed the delay on a conference call with analysts. So I heard, you know, people like, you know, they like these BlackBerries. There's still BlackBerry people out there. And so that's what they're doing right there. Now, in case you were worried that, you know, the CEOs at some of these big corporations, you know, were to, you know, get too much of a pay cut and weren't happy, raises are actually up 27% for CEOs. So it seems like, and it only seems fair, you know, the reason it seems fair, I don't have a reason for that. Okay, anyway. All right, let's see what's going on. Let's see if I missed any news right here. What is this thing here? Enough. Okay. Let me check with Calcos News. Okay, we still okay. And then let me go back here. So the House passed, and the House did pass the $1 trillion spending bill. So anything new that came up? Nope. Is Britney Spears engaged? Who wouldn't want to know that? I mean, come on, really? I thought it was a video. Miss Britney Jean Spears, formerly Federline, oh, that's right, she will soon walk down the aisle again. The 30-year-old mother of two is about to be engaged a long time by Hollywood standards boyfriend Jason Trawick, the celebrity website says. TMZ says a source reported that Jason will pop the question Friday night. You think he hasn't even popped the question? He's going to do it tonight? The charity knows it, and now he got an article about it? This seems a little bit, funny. This seems a little bit strange. I wonder how much money they're going to get paid for that waiting. Okay, that right there, that's bogus already. All right, yeah, in case you'd like to follow us Hollywood personalities, which I really don't. Okay, other things are going on. Here's a giant cannibal shrimp that's worrying the people in the Gulf of Mexico, and I think anything called a giant cannibal shrimp probably has to be worth talking about. Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the Gulf of Mexico, a new menace, this one striped like a big cat, is preying on aquatic life, the black tiger shrimp. The biggest saltwater shrimp in the world, black tigers are cannibalistic as are other shrimp, but it's larger so it can consume the others, said the dude. Because the threat of diseases, the predatory intruder posed a problem on the native shrimp and oyster population of the Gulf, as if they hadn't had enough problems. Our oystermen right now are hurting because the oyster season is shut down due to the red tide, but this black tiger shrimp poses another concern. Apparently, appearing more than 25 years ago, the black tiger's sudden reappearance is a mystery. The first time they started appearing was in the late 1980s on the East Coast, he said. Then they disappeared in 1991. But following the record-breaking hurricane season of 2005, which brought successive monster storms, Katrina, Rita, and Wilma, they started showing up again, he said. I mean, they travel in storms, you know what I mean? Well, there's over 1,000 in the Gulf of Mexico now, he said. We've had 5 of them caught off Texas. So anyway, the big old tiger shrimpy there thing. Can you eat them, though? I mean, if they're are they good? Can you eat those? Probably a lot of shrimp right there. It's a big damn shrimp. This thing's a foot long. It's a foot long. That's without antennae. It's a foot long from head to tail. Without antenna. Okay. So there you go. Okay, well, that's got to be a problem right there. I'm going to make sure I'm going to call that. Always something to worry about. All right. Other things are going on. There's an interesting story here, too, that they have talked about here. Let me find this thing. I don't know what this is about. I mean, this is the first I've heard of it. And so I guess there'll be more background information about it, so we'll know what's going on. Drug shortages hit an all-time high. Between 2006 and 2010, drug shortages increased by more than 200%, according to a government accounting office. There was a record 196 shortages last year, even more expected in 2012. These shortages often force Americans to go without treatment, Senator Tom Harkin said. Renee Mosier is one of those patients who has been forced to forgo treatment and look for alternatives. The 61-year-old was first diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She took this drug, didn't have it. It's Doxil. And so it's really kind of weird. I guess if the conspiracists would say, well, you know, they're holding back on the market so they can keep the price up. But I don't know. Bill Nye, the executive order in October, the White House also announces on Thursday that they will be immediately begin requiring some drug manufacturers to report production interruptions to the FDA. The manufacturers have to report to the FDA or those drug manufacturers have no generic equivalent and are critical to maintaining life. Well, they know that. They know. That's exactly what I thought. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Fine. See if there's any more local news. I don't think there was, but I was just going to check there for us. I don't think there's anything else. I think I covered it. I think I pretty much did the whole darn thing. Okay, I did. Oh, trigger away. We did that. We did that. Okay. We did that. And, oh, here's one little last note here from on the automotive scene for the year. The Ford is ending production of the smallest pickup it makes, the Ranger, a truck that helped the economy battle more fuel-efficient Japanese imports when it was launched back in 1982. Last American-made Ranger rolls off the assembly line in Minnesota today. After peaking in the mid-1990s, sales of the Ranger have fallen over the past decade, hurt by neglect as Ford focused on more profitable large pickups, like the F-150, of course. Other companies aren't so sure it's time to ditch small pickups. Toyota Motors, General Motors, and Nissan Motors plan to continue selling small pickups in the U.S., citing high gas prices and loyal buyers. Still, sales of small pickups topped out at 1.2 million, or 8% of all the vehicles sold in the U.S. in 1984. Now, remember the other thing, remember we talked about it? They have the all-time bizarrity of all time, and that's the smart car. They now have a pickup version for the smart car. So that has to be really kind of weird. So we'll see what they have to say about that. But yeah, again, it looks like it can hold about two things of groceries sideways. And that's it. That's the best as I can tell. You hold two things of groceries sideways, but there at least you get two things of groceries sideways. All right. So the Ranger's gone. Gas costs didn't matter much to buyers in the late 1990s, it reminds us. In early 2000, when pump prices were cheaper, but when the gas spiked and the recession took hold in 2008, drivers who didn't need pickups to haul things stopped buying altogether. Demand for both large and small pickups suffered, with sales of small models dropping by nearly half between 2010 and 2009. Let me mention something else, though. There's another reason that a small pickup truck sold so well, and that is because they were the least expensive vehicle on the lot, so to speak. They were on a lot of small pickup trucks, they were less expensive than the least expensive sedan. So therefore, first-time buyers and people that were looking to not spend too much money and try to get something to drive were driving pickup trucks. They had absolutely no use in the whole wide world for the pickup truck, but they needed something to drive, and the small pickup truck came in handy because it had two seats. It could hold three, actually, in the front, and then you could play a radio and stuff. Didn't hold much more than that, but hell that. So there's some of that involved in that thing, too, that whole thing about the truck. So that's why I bring it up. I share what I know. All right, it's going to be it's an important weekend for football, of course, and for baseball, basketball, for everything else in the whole wide world. Basketball in the college ranks, and then basketball soon to start in the NBA. And so there's lots of things to see and do, and lots of games to watch and be part of. Anyway, it's going to be a big weekend. It's going to be a big shopping weekend. There's going to be a lot of people out. Please, the elves tell me to please ask people to be nice, because sometimes they're not so. And it gets busy and crowded, and it sucks. Because let's try to keep this a wonderful world, shall we?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
thanks for joining me this week. Karen V will be in right after noon's o'clock on Monday, and we'll go over what's going on. And then we'll have another week together before Christmas, and I'm looking forward to it. Until Monday at noon, may all your trials be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails.